This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Paul Zaloom is a puppeteer and political satirist, but you may know him best as Beekman, the zany scientist from Beekman's World, who answered questions submitted by viewers.
Now, let's make a submarine in the comfort and privacy of our very own ocean.
Well, he'll be taking on much more nuanced questions at this year's Puppets in the Green Mountains Festival in Vermont. White Like Me, a hunky-dory puppet show, is Zaloom's two-part puppet piece about race and privilege and the role of a once mighty white man in a country where they're quickly becoming a minority. Some big issues in his tiny toy theater. And Paul Zaloom, welcome to the program. We'd love to ask you more.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
So this is not the first time that you're using a forum sort of made for kids that turns out to have a very big following with adults. Is the Beekman Show part of this evolution?
Not really. I got involved with puppetry through the Bread and Puppet Theater when I was 19 at Goddard College up in central Vermont. So, you know, puppetry is obviously considered in our culture as being a medium for children. It's, you know, traditionally been an adult medium that's had a lot to do with political satire and social satire. So we didn't really do kids shows. I mean, we did shows that kids could come to. Maybe they'd understand some of them. Maybe they wouldn't. And the same for my own work when I started doing my own puppet shows. And the Beekman job I got because of a slideshow I had done for adults about food called P-H-O-O-D. And they liked it, and I got that job, and then I actually did become a performer for children.
Well, I want to go back to this idea of puppetry as a vehicle for satire. It's long been true. What can you tell us about that tradition?
Well, if you look at let's say Punch and Judy, for example, or other archetypical male bad boy characters, rascal characters, characters like Petrushka from Russia or Guignol in France and Karagoz in Greece and Turkey. These were puppets that violated social norms, and they could get away with saying political things because the authorities, being, you know, by nature kind of stupid, saw that there was an intermediary between what was being said and who was saying it. So since it was the puppet saying it, they, you know, you could just get away with more.
Well, your Punch and Judy characters are both men. That was your production. And they find a baby to bring up. So how did this work for you, this social satire, two men playing Punch and Judy?
Yeah, Punch and Jimmy is the name of the show. And, the story is fairly simple, that Punch usually kills his partner. I didn't do that in my show for a host of reasons, but anyway, his boyfriend Jimmy leaves him, and then in the traditional story, the cop comes to arrest him. Oh, he throws the baby out the window, kills the baby accidentally, and the cop comes to arrest him, and he kills the cop, and then the hangman comes to hang him, and he kills the hangman. Death comes to kill him, and he kills Death, and then the devil comes to take him to hell, and he, you know, kills the devil. So that's the story that's existed for hundreds of years, and there's a lot of context, a lot of opportunity for political satire. So the cop was LAPD, and it was a little bit about the Rampart scandal, which was going on in the 90s when I wrote the show, and the hangman had something to do with capital punishment, and Death, well, Death just is Death.
No satirizing Death.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is funny to confront it. You know, fear of it and all the rest of it. And I did do that. I like taking traditions and then manipulate them or using them to my own evil purposes.
Tell us about your new work, White Like Me, a hunky-dory puppet show. What are we going to find there?
Well, the show came out of a very weird thing. I went to a conference, a National Performance Network conference, and we all get to pitch the projects we're going to work on that are coming up. And I had an idea for a project, and the night before, some other folks were pitching their projects, and a lot of them were people of color talking about projects that related to their experience, their cultural backgrounds, and, you know, things that had happened to them, their lives as whatever race or ethnicity they were. And I was sitting there, and I said to myself, gee, what about me? And then I said, ooh, that's really weird. I thought, that's really weird. That's really kind of creepy. So I got the idea right away, I should do a show about being white. Because I just thought that since this happened myself and my attitude, I thought, boy, there's a lot of rich material in there. So basically what I do in part one, I don't want to scare your listeners, but I do a ventriloquist act with a traditional ventriloquist figure that I've found in a trunk, and he comes alive. And he's been gone for 50 years, so I'm sort of hipping him to what's transpired. And I think that's an interesting avenue for me, is the idea of privilege, mm-hmm. and kind of exploring that. And then I do a toy theater show, which is, you know, this little miniature proscenium theater, and I use toys and tools and objects, packaging material, all kinds of crud in this little miniature theater. And in that show, it's kind of a fictional history of white man who comes from the planet Caucasoid and lands on Earth. And, you know, civilizes it and, you know, becomes a great philanthropist. And it's a comedy, believe it or not.
Let's hear just a clip from that. This is from The Adventures of a White Man, part two of the upcoming production, White Like Me, a Hunky Dory Puppet Show.
My friends, white man is having a flashback. Holy cow, it's a flashback. Remember this from earlier? It had the barbed wire on it? Yes. And white man's wondering, oh, where's the place for me? Where do I fit into this picture? What happens? Look, a white is a color too. Damn it all, I swear.
Paul Zaloom there. What are you doing? You're just flashing a keep out sign. That's what the white man used to live behind.
Yeah, it's an ironic flashback, the keep out sign, because it's something that appears earlier when white man is kicking little green aliens out of Arizona over the border back into Mexico. So, you know, the keep out is in that scene and then comes back to haunt them. And a lot of it is about Caucasian anxiety about becoming a minority, which is supposedly going to happen in 2042. It's already happened in California. And I think it's a really interesting phenomenon. I was thinking about stopping doing this show and writing a new show, but given what's happened nationally and issues around race, I've gotten a lot more interested in keeping it and, you know, to continue doing it because it is so relevant and I have so much fun doing it. And I just think it's hilarious for me to look at myself and my whiteness and make fun of myself and connect with other Caucasians who may just see how ridiculous the whole race thing is to begin with.
You're going to be performing this in Vermont, home of Senator Bernie Sanders. He's been challenged recently at public events for saying all lives matter in response to Black Lives Matter protesters. Any way that you would counsel Bernie on handling this or being as vulnerable as I think you're trying to be with this show?
I think because he lives in a really white state and in a really white environment, it's really hard to be connected to what's going on in the bigger picture racially. And I don't think that's his fault or anything else. I tell you what's really changed my thinking, and they're very minor incidents, but I went to a gallery opening in Westminster in Orange County, California, and I was the only Caucasian there. And it just struck me like, oh, okay, this is what this is like. All of a sudden, I became aware of the fact that I was white. Because we white folks, we just think of ourselves as generic people. It's all the other people who have all these colors. Unless you're in the KKK or the Nazi Party, you don't strut around saying, I'm white, I'm white. You're just a generic person. But once you're put into that kind of situation, you all of a sudden realize, oh, actually, I do have an identity. People do see me this way. And that's that's quite a head-turner. I mean, when I was 16, I was taken to a Black Panther meeting in New Haven, Connecticut, and I was the only white person there. I was taken by some black friends in high school, and that was my first introduction to the idea of being a minority of one in a room, and that also had a profound effect. So, you know, my advice to Bernie would be, you know, get into a situation where he's the only white dude in a big room full of folks.
Well, Paul Zaloom, thank you so much for speaking with us, and welcome back to Vermont very soon.
Well, thanks so much. It was really sweet of you to have me on the show.
Paul Zaloom's White Like Me, a Hunky Dory puppet show, is on for two shows on Friday, September 11th at the Puppets in the Green Mountains Festival. There are many more shows for adults and for kids in the Brattleboro area from the 11th to the 20th, including Bread and Puppet Theater, who Paul mentioned. There's much more on the schedule and the festival at wordofmouthradio.org.